All right, I'm here. I'm with Deuce. We're at Rock. We're at Uproar Festival 2012. How's it going, man?
Good, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. It's good to see some good weather after all the rain we've had here, man.
Yeah.
How's the tour going?
It's going really good, dude. Lots of kids, lots of fans. It's just off the hook. You know what I'm saying? It's just popping. You know, there's big ass crowds. You know, they like the music. People fucking crowd surfing, throwing their panties up.
Nice. That's what it's all about,
it's
man.
It's all about the panties and bras and boobies. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it's all about.
If there ain't no titties out there, I ain't happy.
Man, well, you took a little bit of time off not too long ago. You're back. You got nine lives. You're touring. You did Fight to Unite earlier this year. Broken Side, Blood on the Dance Floor. Yeah. Man, that's like the biggest like party bands in the scene right now. Almost kind of man. What was that? Well, man, what was that like?
Fight to Unite.
Yeah,
it was fun, dude. It was a lot of partying, a lot of probably a little too much, But out here, it's the same way, that's just how touring is, It's like, you play a show, you're with your homies, and then, there's so many people around, everyone wants to have a good time every couple of days, Get fucked up, fucking meet people, have fun, So it's always gonna be like that, It's rock and roll, I guess, That's what it is.
Right. You bring a little bit of a twist to the rock genre, especially on the Uproar tour, man. You got bands like Shinedown, Godsmack. Just hard, heavy, in your face. And then you got, and you bring the same thing, but you add a little bit of a hip-hop rap element to it, too.
Yeah.
What's the, the crowd response has to have been just been crazy so far, but what's it like to be kind of a band in our RCU's uses kind of rap elements on a really, really rock tour?
It's good, dude, it's good. We're still pretty hard, heavy, we hit hard, there's we're rock, but we got a hip-hop elements in there, but I would definitely say, rock more because I'm, singing, I rap here and there, And if I do, it's melodic, it's not just straight rap, what I mean? Which is, I do sometimes, but it's dope, dude. I feel like our, if the music's good, it doesn't matter what genre it is, It could be fucking hillbilly if it's good, what I'm saying?
Right.
If it's hillbilly and it's good, It could be pop, it could be, I just think that the music on the Deuce Nine Lives album is good, and people like it.
Yeah.
So it's hard hitting. People like to sing to it. People like to mosh to it. People like crowd surfing to it. It is what it is. We got big heavy rock songs like America, which is really like metal, almost metal. It's just really like, it goes right up there with Shinedown. It's one of those songs where it does fit in that category of Shinedown and Stained and all that shit. And then you got a song like Let's Get a Crackin', which is like, it does have that rock in it, but it's very like playful, it's very like, let's get fucked up.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of us, we're all getting drunk, we're on a little adventure, And then you got songs like I Came to Party, which is like the middle, right in the middle,
Yeah.
It has that fun element, it has that, kind of twisty, kinky element, but it also has that like, those big guitars and those big drums too, and that big hook, So, it just depends, on what I feel like making, sometimes it's that, sometimes it's just the fucking in your face shit, sometimes it's the sad shit, sometimes it's the love shit, it's good to be able to do anything, be honest to yourself, be true to yourself, if you really feel fucking like talking about nasty perverted shit and you think it's gonna be fun and you're into it, then do it,
Right.
But if you're like fucking pissed off at the world, then I'm gonna make something like that.
Right. And speaking of America, that song, that's a pretty deep song. It's got a lot of, it seems like it's got a lot of kind of, not necessarily hidden meanings, but it's like very,
No, it does. It has a lot of hidden meanings.
Can you tell me a little bit about, what that song's about? What's, what's in it?
That song's kind of like my view on the world, and what I think's fucked up in the world, and I don't think people like, I'm not trying to go political and like against like the government and shit like that, but, it's just that certain things that I think are fucked up and the things that are really gonna destroy everybody, what I think about those things, and I feel like I'm right, so I put it in a song,
Right.
But other people might be like, oh, it's the jobs and not enough money, but I look at it in a whole nother way, what I'm saying? Sometimes it's the people at the bottom that are fucking up everything, The evil people are at the bottom, not at the top,
Right.
So, But it's yeah, it's all in there, you know. I mean, I say everything I say, and I guess I just felt like that, you know. Cool. I was kind of hating a lot of shit at the time, so I was like, fuck this, you know.
Right, and Nine Lives, man, it's a really cool album, I think. Yeah. You brought a lot of, you know, a lot of big names, you know, yeah. Ronnie Radke, even Jeffree Star, which yeah. that's an interesting one, I
yeah.
think. How'd that come about? What's it like to work with that guy?
He's cool. I like him. We've been working together for years now, so it's fun, you know. Like when we do a song together, obviously it's more on the perverted side. It's mm-hmm. a little fucking crazy, you know. Like Break Them Walls was a mixtape we put out, me, him, and Truth together, and then, you know, Let's Get a Crack, and it's me and him freaking out, me, him, and Truth again. Mm-hmm. It is what it is, you know. It's like certain people bring certain elements to the table, and he brings that, like, you know, like, I like the fact that he's upfront about being whatever, gay or whatever, you know. I mean, I think he's cool. I like him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I support him musically, you know what I'm saying? And I think it's fun that he brings that side yeah. into music. Mm-hmm. And I think it's different. It's unique, you know, and a lot of people like it.
Right, and you've never been one to kind of hide how you feel, and you've always been open and just, you know, speaking your mind.
Yeah.
What better person to bring in than Jeffree Star, too?
Exactly, you know.
And Ronnie Radke, you know.
They both speak their mind, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're both up front, they're both direct, you know.
Ronnie Radke gets kind of a bad rap sometimes, but, you know, really, yeah. He's just honest, really.
Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck.
Right.
Know? He's dope. I was right. talking to him last night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, nice. He's dope. He's a dope cat.
Right. So Nine Lives was really your baby, your project.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
In the past, yeah. you know, with Hollywood, you know, he had a lot yeah. of, you know, probably a lot of different input, you know, people.
Yeah.
But with this, you know, you really all yours, you know.
Yeah,
free
with
to do
Hollywood,
everything.
It's just like a bunch of rappers, you know.
Yeah.
And it just gets old after a while.
Mm-hmm.
When you have five rappers, you know, fighting over who wants to rap where.
A lot of egos
and a lot of people trying to rap everywhere, and they're rapping calling themselves singers, but they're rapping and they constantly mm-hmm. call themselves singers, so
right.
it was just they didn't understand, you know, to differentiate, you know, if you're rapping, you're rapping, if you're singing, you're singing. They're two different things, you know what I mean?
Right.
If you got the skill to make a bomb song and sing, that's all you, dog, you know. But mm-hmm. you know, I was doing the singing and I was doing the writing and I was doing the producing and I was doing it all, mm-hmm. you know, and they couldn't accept that.
Right.
You know, they can see that because of me, the band got to where it was. I mean, I don't know where it's at anymore because it's been so long. Mm-hmm. They didn't sell as many records anymore. You know?
Right.
They're not as big anymore.
There wasn't as great of a fan response for the follow-up as there was to Swan Songs.
People didn't even know I wasn't in that anymore, so people automatically just bought it, just mm-hmm. knowing, thinking that it was going to be a second Swan Songs.
Right.
And they realized what happened. It took time. I toured, my CD came out, and people go, oh, this is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these five rappers went against the singer, producer over here, you know, writer dude, so.
Right.
That's what
so,
it is.
What's it like to really make, you know, go out on your own and really make, you know, a solo CD yeah. where it's all you and it's, you know, you're yeah. doing it. You're doing it all.
It's good, part. Dude. I got real friends around me, you know, I got better people around me. It's different because it's just more free. I've always known I had, like, you know, the basic skill and talent to at least make some dope shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's dope. I got real people around me. I don't got fake ass people. I got people who got my back, you know, like, I don't got, like, I got time, you know, like this dude, he's a real motherfucker, you know what I mean? No, I got real friends with me and it's different, you know, it's. I still have a band up there, you know, I have a backup vocalist, mm-hmm. I got, you know, Jimmy Huma, he's like my main dude, you know, so, it's dope, you know, it's a lot different, but I could do whatever the fuck I want, however the fuck I want, and I do it good, so,
nice.
Fuck it, you know.
Nice. Now, I got to see you back yeah. in 2009, you know,
yeah.
when you were still with Hollywood,
yeah.
this is the first time I'll have had a chance to see, you know, you as Deuce,
right.
I'm pumped about it, I'm
yeah,
excited,
yeah.
man,
be stoked.
What's a typical Deuce performance like? I'm not up no
typical
two are the same.
Typical Deuce is
but...
just bumping, dude. It's just big crowd, fucking chaos, man. It's
awesome.
it's just energy, you know. We got a lot of energy. I got a lot of energy. It's a lot of we just fucking get people going, dude. We show people what's up, you know. It's
awesome.
Not, you know, we're not just standing there, you know. We're fucking shit up, you know. We're doing it. It's musical. but it's crazy. Crazy musical. That's the only, you know, it's a crazy musical. That's Deuce.
Sweet. Deuce. Thanks a lot, man. Yeah. I really appreciate you taking the time.
No problem, brother. Sweet. No problem.